This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. As downtown Dallas sparks back to life, the city faces a crucial question. Tear down old buildings or save and rehab them? Catherine Seal chairs the city's Landmark Commission, and she's the head of a task force on preservation created after several historic buildings were torn down without much warning last summer. Catherine Seal, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Pleasure to be here.
How did you feel when you saw those buildings come down?
You know, it was funny. I was talking to some folks at City Hall earlier this week, and they said, we didn't see this coming. I mean, I don't think many people saw it coming. It really hit folks in the gut, I think, because just the shock of seeing these 100-year-old buildings with a wrecking ball in the middle of downtown, there was an enormous public outcry saying, I cannot believe Dallas is still at this day and age, when we've recognized that we have so few historic resources left in our downtown, we're still demolishing buildings. Sort of like I thought, you know, that chapter of the 1960s urban renewal when we were demoing buildings left and right. We thought we were over that, and we learned our lessons from that.
So how does this task force recommendations change that?
The big item that we identified was that there's no planning arm, if you will, no planning function left. We really wanted to grow the program so that it could become proactive, where we are out looking at what our historic resources are, what do we want to save, and then how do we work to save it.
Some of the specific suggestions included simplifying the designation of a landmark building. There's also a bullet item that says demolition delay.
After the demolition of those buildings that you mentioned earlier, the city put into place a 10-day demolition delay.
Which means a developer has to alert the city that...
That's correct. But before those buildings were demolished, anybody could walk into our building inspection office and fill out the paperwork to demolish a building and return that day with a demolition permit in hand. The task force was trying to prevent those demolitions by midnight and have some type of review process.
There was an effort this week to have the Landmarks Commission consider the Continental Bridge for a landmark designation. It was kind of brought up with the idea that that might help derail the proposed Trinity Toll Road. Does that bridge need to be a landmark?
A lot of the landmark commissioners felt that we would have a more impactful role if we included ourselves in the debate as to what should happen with historic resources like the Continental Bridge, but that just identifying its stylistic characteristics and then writing some criteria to protect those really wouldn't accomplish the goals of the program.
I wonder when you see those old postcards and pictures of Elm Street and Main Street 7,500 years ago, does it tear your heart out a little bit?
It is funny that when we look at these old postcards of such a vibrant downtown, we look at it and say, ugh, if we only kept what we had then, we would have the kind of downtown that we all want. But at the same time, there are a lot of new things that are happening in downtown that are really exciting to see. Old and new can work together. The most successful cities, and I'm talking in terms of not only economics, but also a culturally and historically diverse downtowns, are more exciting, more attractive. They have livelier streets when they have a good mix of old and new.
Catherine Seal, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.